Hi, welcome back to Innovative Leaders Driving Thriving Organizations. You're joining your host, Maureen Metcalf. Today, I am delighted that our guest is Steve Greeter. Steve is the Director of Market Strategy for Expedient in Central Ohio and the founder of the Central Ohio IT Leaders Program. Expedient is heavily involved in the IT community and their respective markets. Steve came to Expedient as they opened the Central Ohio market in 2011 and has served in several roles. As the Director of Market Strategy, Steve oversees channel relationships, business development, educational events, and sponsorships, as well as thought leadership projects like the IT Leaders Program. For 9 years prior to joining Expedient, Steve founded and ran Platform Lab, a division of Tech Columbus. Steve's an OSU grad, and he and his family live in Marysville, Ohio. And I have the distinct opportunity of working with Steve on the IT Leaders Program. And
yes,
he has been an incredible colleague and partner on this. So I am delighted that we get to talk about what we're doing to build the ecosystem here.
Our project.
So let's talk about the Central Ohio IT Leaders Program. What is it, and why did you and others conceive and bring it into reality?
Well, it really originated from a couple different perspectives, as a couple different drives. One of them was out of the 2017 CIO Tomorrow Conference.
And what is that for people who aren't
all
from
right
here?
So there, we have a wonderful collection of IT leadership right now here in Central Ohio. We have our leader of our community, Angela Mazzacco, who runs our Central Ohio CIO Forum. We have an event that we celebrate around our IT leadership every year by bringing in guest speakers from across the nation in order to suggest ideas, in order to, and generally each event is a theme of its own. And then from there, educate and enhance the skill sets of the leadership in the community in a one-day big event. For instance, last year at CIO Tomorrow, one of the events is we brought in other people from smart cities across the nation that had some of the common infrastructure initiatives that Central Ohio does with Smart City and in the 33 Smart Corridor project.
What is Smart City and the 33 Smart Corridor?
A Smart City is a $50 million grant that's Columbus, Ohio won, and it's mushroomed into tack-on investments into $500 million around smart mobility, where self-driving, self-parking cars, self-driving buses, in order to get people in and out of the downtown area without using vehicles, without using their own vehicles, I should say. So that is the Smart City project. So the 33 Smart Corridor project is the national test bed in America for self-driving cars. It goes from East Liberty, Ohio, which is home of Ohio State University's Transportation Research Center. It goes through the Honda campus in Marysville, Ohio, and then continues to Dublin. This 35-mile stretch of road is going to be utilized for self-driving cars. Looking forward to it.
So one of the things that's so exciting to me and why I appreciate the involvement of the CIO Forum, the work you've done to build our community, is as a community, we moved from when I moved here 20-some years ago, being known as Cowtown USA, to top 15 city in the country, and really a tech ecosystem that competes with some of the larger, more technology-focused cities in the country. And a lot of it's programs like this that, again, as I said in the intro, don't just build experience talent base, but you're really building the talent base across the business community in the tech space.
I would agree with that. Central Ohio, and I don't refer to it as Columbus.
Okay.
I refer to it as Central Ohio because we have so many of our outlying communities that are really driving technology as well as the city itself. And our metro pop area is really, it rivals any of the larger places. So from there, essentially, this town has got a tremendous technology base. We've got Battelle. We've got the Ohio State University. We've got, 11 colleges locally. We've got tremendous healthcare programs here. We've got the James Cancer. We've got so many places here that are driving the technology forward. I will say that our town is not necessarily leading edge or bleeding edge because we're not going to be being driven by healthcare and insurance and banking and such. But we are fast followers and we're doing things well here. And one of the things that we're doing well is out of our local CIO forum where this idea originated from. How we went down this path, why Expedient specifically was interested in this, the idea genesis from our side came, is that we went through a process starting in 2015. We laid it out. It was called Exceptional Outcomes, where we changed the way that we do things, especially from a leadership perspective. And then from there, we saw such tremendous growth as an organization. We thought when you do workforce development and you invest in your own people and you invest in the training and you invest in the tools, that great things happen. At that same point in time, our CIO Tomorrow event 2017, that was one of their themes. So we collectively had an idea, management at Expedient, the leader of the Central Ohio CIO Forum, Angela Mazzocco, who I mentioned earlier, we came together and we thought this would be a great idea. So what IT Leaders Program is leadership development training for the up and coming, for the aspiring CIOs, for the people in the organizations that the C-suite has identified as these people will be the next generation of leaders in our community. So the leaders in this community, let me say how it works on the technology side. You might be a tremendous tech and have a great attitude and do the right things. And you have a spark of leadership. You have charisma. So they give you a team. And now you lead the team. And because you're a hard worker, because you're doing things the right way, because you care, because you've got that natural leadership gene to you, you get promoted. Now you're running three teams. How good of a tech you are means nothing at this point in time, because all you are is a leader of people, right? You're leading these three teams, five teams, two teams, whatever it might be. So at this point in time, likely you haven't had any leadership training whatsoever.
So how do we help people move mindset from I love doing technology work to I love the process of leading people who are doing technology work?
Right. And that is where the impact of the program is really starting to show through. So how the program works is that we have six formal leadership training classes out of a given year. So we have one class a month for a year. Now, what we did is when we went to the CIO forum, I said, this is what I want to do. And they said, you should work with Marine and Marine Metcalf Associates. I said, okay, I'll do that. And at that point in time, Marine and I knew who each other were in the community, but we had not really met. So I approached her with this idea. And of course, she thought it was a tremendous idea. And from there, we went out and built the curriculum. The curriculum is six formal leadership training sessions. And Marine can do so much better job about the description than I can, but my highlights are the self-assessment, the are you a micromanager? How do people think? How resilient are you? And the overcoming objections, workforce development,
dealing with conflict, and
conflict resolution, and how to be a better communicator. Fact of the matter is that you can build a network of trusted peers and you see how smart people are and you see how passionate they are. And now, where our CIO community, if somebody wants to try a new technology or they've got an idea or something, they can reach out to their peer group first and see if anybody's done it. But in this situation, these people, the number twos and number threes and number fours in a given organization, in a given division, they know a couple vendors, they know a couple buddies, and they know their team. All of a sudden, it opens up the opportunity for them to network among trusted peers. So that's really the two great things about this program. One, you're a better leader. Two, you build your network.
Perfect. That's a great place to take a break. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Maureen.
Coming up, I'll be speaking with Doug McCullough, CIO for the City of Dublin. Stay with us. Welcome back to Innovative Leaders Driving Thriving Organizations. I'm your host, Maureen Metcalf. With us today is Doug McCullough. Welcome.
Thank you.
Doug is the CIO of the City of Dublin, Ohio. He is a leader working on initiatives ranging from connected and autonomous vehicles to expanding broadband networks to smart cities and blockchain. Doug is passionate about the technology workforce and the changing nature of the technical talent pool. He's on the advisory board of Proscolis in Columbus, Ohio, and the National Advisory Board of TechCore, both organizations that work to expose people to opportunities in the technology workforce. Doug's going to be talking about technology leadership and building our technical workforce. And I believe that the same challenges that the technology workforce faces are also faced across our communities, domestic and abroad, as technology changes, the challenges that we all face escalate. And so having leaders who can change personally how they lead on a regular basis means that we don't fall across a finish line and find that we are outdated, hence the innovating how we lead. So in this session, we're talking about building a talented workforce being a key element for growing our community. For Doug, being named in the top 20 for Amazon's headquarters too is a wake-up call for members of this community. The question to us as a community, are we prepared to grow and compete with other communities that have other natural advantages? This ability to compete comes down to access to talent. And how do we grow talent? So as IT leaders, who do we presume will come in to address this question? We as IT leaders need to engage in the conversation and develop new skill sets for ourselves. It's up to us to build a community that builds sustainable talent flow. This challenge should be embraced by all leaders, not just IT leaders, as we all face these challenges as our community grows and evolves. And again, this isn't exclusive to Columbus, but around the globe, we have communities growing and evolving and others shrinking. And if the goal is to create a more healthy ecosystem, we all need to move with those changes. So Doug, welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So we talked about in the intro, Amazon being attracted. So what happened? If Amazon is attracted, are we now in the game?
I think we are in the game. I think being named the smartest community in the world, at least in America, and the most intelligent community in the world in 2015 mm-hmm. by the Intelligent Communities Forum, the world has noticed Central Ohio. The world is understanding Columbus, and people are paying attention. And I think Amazon is having a bit of fun with the world in naming their headquarters. Mm-hmm. But they named us to the top 20. And I think that we all need to stand up and take notice and ask ourselves, what does that actually mean? How can we capitalize on being noticed in that way? And what mm-hmm. should we be doing to make other corporate headquarters take a look at Ohio again?
As the CIO of Dublin, Ohio, what does that mean for you?
Well, Central Ohio, all of us really desire to be a technology center. Mm-hmm. We believe that we are a wonderful place for people to come and innovate, a place for startups, a mm-hmm. place for research, and it is a core part of our economy and our direction in the future. So as a CIO, I find myself more concerned with economic development than I have ever in my mm-hmm. career. And I think that we need to concern ourselves with what technology companies are looking for. And that's how I come around to talent, but not just talent. We have mm-hmm. a great university here. We have several great universities mm-hmm. in Central Ohio. And we need to concern ourselves with where our economy is going, because that's going to impact all of us, what mm-hmm. kind of jobs we're going to have, how we're going to feed our families, and what does our future look like.
And Doug, we have an event coming up here in Columbus, and I want to use this as an example of how our community is attending to some of the workforce questions and using this as a community conversation, because it's solved by the community, not by the IT folks or by HR folks or those people in the universities. Mm-hmm. It is really a collective challenge and a collective opportunity. So can you talk a little bit about the upcoming event and how it's structured to help us sit as a community with this question?
Absolutely. The event is called CIO Tomorrow, and it's been going on for about 15 years. The CIO Forum of Columbus organizes this event, and it is sponsored by Columbus Business First. And the event is a great opportunity. There's about 150, 160 CIOs in the Columbus area who meet monthly and discuss items like this, and mm-hmm. we put on an annual conference. And at that conference, we try and talk about what is the key kind of subject that's important for us as IT leaders. And this year, it's around talent. So the theme of the conference this year is widening the talent pool, a call to action. And the concept here is that, you know, we talk about diversifying our workforce, we talk about recruiting, we talk about a gap in talent that we're not mm-hmm. getting enough people. And we have to ask the question, because we're seeing a lot of people come into the workforce, is there a gap in our appreciation of our workforce? Our students or our people entering the workforce fully prepared to mm-hmm. join that workforce that we have here? If we have been noticed by Amazon HQ2 as an incredibly important community, one of the top mm-hmm. 20 in the country, mm-hmm. what does that say about our workforce? And so we felt that having this theme would be good this year, particularly mm-hmm. since we're in a position to invite to this conference not only CIOs and IT leaders, but also we wanted to talk to the HR industry. We also wanted to talk to higher education because they're part of the conversation. CIOs and IT shops are not alone going to change the workforce equation. We need to be talking to our universities about this, and that's why we have content in there from Columbus State, from OSU, and from other higher education, and we have HR mm-hmm. professionals in the story as well. We also have a population that we've been calling digital influencers, and these are digital leaders who are not necessarily CIOs mm-hmm. or C-suite leaders, but they may be company owners, entrepreneurs, small shops, they may be solopreneurs. They have a significant amount of influence. And so this is the ecosystem that we believe makes up our market, our workforce, mm-hmm. and this is the appropriate community to take this challenge on, and we can fix it ourselves. These are not problems that we need someone from the outside to come in and fix our mm-hmm. our talent recruitment system. Mm-hmm. We can do it ourselves.
What the CIO Forum, including Doug, are doing here is really an example of what a community is doing to address what I assume is a common challenge across the globe right now.
Right. And that's an approach that we in the Columbus area feel that we should take. Often we create problems, we can fix problems mm-hmm. as a community. Mm-hmm. And we do not expect our corporate sector to do that alone. Mm-hmm. We do not expect our government to step in and do that. Mm-hmm. And we do not expect us as individuals. We expect to collaborate and to work together mm-hmm. to talk things out, to uncover uncomfortable truths mm-hmm. and to take action. And so our call mm-hmm. to action is an important part of our theme for that event this year, because just talking and bemoaning problems is not sufficient. Let's talk about what we can do to change our hiring practices. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what we should do to inform universities about what we need out of graduates. Mm-hmm. There's any number of different things we can talk about. We have a very robust and strong economic development organization mm-hmm. in Columbus 2020. The Columbus Partnership is a big deal. We also have significant, I would say, for our community, venture capital. Mm-hmm. We have finance. We have a robust legal community. So a lot of different constituencies are contributing mm-hmm. to this. And I think that if the CIO community does not lead and do its part, then we're in trouble. But all of us have to do that. I'll say also for our student community, there's a robust young community in the Columbus area mm-hmm. that we benefit from. So we've mm-hmm. got to give them some resources.
And a reason to stay.
Yeah.
Once they graduate.
But I think what we want the outside world to know is that we are doing multiple things. around retention, around training, around all of these questions, because the world takes notice of communities that do that. There's not going to be one single hero or one great funder or one great idea. But people notice when, you know, you seem to have a lot of things going on there in Columbus. I'd better come check it out. That's what we're seeing, I think. And I would say also equitable. Sharing resources or making resources available to the widest possible population so that your workforce can grow. You know, you have to spread the seeds and the fertilizer and the water widely. And I think that when you look around at the Columbus area, you find that example in our organizations, in our individuals, and in our institutions.
So, Doug, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
We hope you enjoyed this hour's program. My thanks to Alex, Doug, and Steve. This is Maureen Metcalf. See you next time.